Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hey, lad. It's that time of the week, ain't it? Hey, it's Wednesday. Find a spot, turn the TV down, act like it's 9 o'clock. I got a CD dropping and I got some fire pot, but you about to get addicted whether you get high or not. 917-889-8016, be on time. 917-889-8016, be on time. Halfway done, yo, kick the news. We notorious for having big interviews. Court Key. What's up, Joe? Coming to the station, tell Fresh, have a blunt roll. J5, I ain't forget about you. BMG, we out here. D-Lad on the intro, how he gon' fucking end it? This is legal dope. No pun intended. Dope nigga, it's legal dope nigga. It's legal dope nigga. Not for legal dope nigga. Now get a dick, get a dick. Now get a dick, get a dick. Now get a dick. You about to get a dick, get a dick. It's legal dope nigga. It's legal dope nigga. It's legal dope nigga. Not for legal dope nigga. Now get a dick, get a dick. Now get a dick, get a dick. Now get a dick. You about to get a dick, get a.
Man, you know what it is, Joe. It's your favorite Fresh Air the People's player and your other favorite, the infamous Quarter to Grizzate.
Mr. Meme, rap life is.
You know what it is. It's Wednesday. Legal Dope Radio's on. We got callers already, man. We finna get it in. You know what it is. We got a big show ahead of us. I'm talking about a big show, you feel me? Big shout out to my main man, Quincy Miller. We'll be sliding in and get it in with us again today. You know how we do it. Got to check on my man's progress because you know what it is with my boy. So, you know, he's a legal dope winner. So he will be in the building. You know what I mean? Legal Dope Award winner. So shout out to the boy Q. I don't know. We're going to kick the show off. You know what it is, man. We're going to have a bunch of fun. You know what it is. We're going to have some PSAs. We're going to, hey, man, we're just going to do our thing, man. We're going to get y'all addicted. You know what it is. Sure, we're going to start it off, man, with a little music, brother. How about we do it this way? Shout out to my main man, Staff. Shout out to Buck Wild. Shout out to SQ. Shout out to my man, Bull Mac. Physical form, get addicted.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. There's your cowboy. There's your cowboy.
All right, fuck it. This how it's going down from here on out. Rock House motherfucking records. Collaborated with Key West. For the streets, by the motherfucking streets. All that bubblegum, thong-ass rap shit, move around, motherfucker. I got some real niggas from the town to represent this motherfucking shit the right way. Put the no-go on the map. Buck Wild, Jump Staff Automatic, SQ, fuck it, let's go.
Buck Wild in the union, we don't fuck with you lame cats that let off 16 shots and don't hit shit your aim at. Nigga, where that cane at? You know what we here for. Fuck him here with a nigga, stump his ass with these steel toes. Pussy, what you getting for? I don't think that your ass can take. I've been cornered all day, car equipped with my mask in case. Ask you, yeah, need 100 for 3-5. Niggas holler, they know how to whip, but most of them be lies. Nigga, I got street ties, I'm plugged with the foes in the mode. CBL and GD that walk with dope in they clothes. Stacking chips from making hits for bricks some more. Yes, it ain't no secret, my Puerto Ricans, they keep it raw. Man, and for you low niggas, baby. I'm knowing how things go. Most of you niggas police, y'all just walking in plain clothes.
Yes, sir.
Shot from that semi, I let them things go. Bullets in and out of your body, that shit be pain.
Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone. Cause they feel me in physical form.
Yes, sir.
Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone. Cause they feel me in physical form.
Yes, sir.
Talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone. Cause they feel me in physical form. Never talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone. Cause they feel me in physical form.
Hypnotic, get me off my square. So just picture what this Remy is doing. If I don't get him with that 40, the Smitty are doing. My barber ran out of shots. Now that Timmy is moving. We some gorillas off the branch ass niggas. Timberland black hoodie, black pants ass niggas. Black motherfucker mad, cause you ain't living in the tail. I go closer with the pistol, we delivering hell. Four in the split, don't mind the semi. I'm just rocking and ramming with it. It's a problem, the line was on still leave man a business. Had a matey, baby, simply retarded. I got my mind on my money, I get that from my father. And a man up in my closet, I got that from my brother. I'm addicted to this weed, dog, put that on my mind. Never stop up in my glass, kinda got me leaning. I talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone, cause they fear me in physical form. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone, cause they fear me in physical form. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone, cause they fit me in physical form.
Key West Court,
niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone, cause they fit me in physical form.
Well, I'm that nigga ass QC, the streets know it, nigga.
Hey,
nigga played it mad, yeah, with the gold trigger. I fuck a lot of hoes, but they all gold diggers. I fuck them in their mouth and send them home to they niggas. Niggas talking money, but they ain't seen shit. Man, I fuck with the bull. I'm a straight drive, nigga. Yeah, money to the ceiling. These hoes, yeah, they willing. I spit singing to the nigga who popping penicillin.
Damn,
for my hustlers, them all night grinders. We know some niggas selling, you ain't never got a reminder. Havoc in the booth, though. Do it what I wanna do. Promoting what I'm selling, shit. I'm about to have a commercial tour. We crack blow shit. However you want it, player. Just left the light, drop half on the navigator. Spit it how I lit it. Living street niggas dig it. Dang it. Hunt for 10 years and you flip. I ain't silly. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone. Cause they fear me in physical form.
Yeah.
Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after I'm gone. Cause they fear me in physical form.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Over here, quarter to great. All right, so you know what it is, man. It's Wednesday. We're back getting it in. Let's kick it up a notch, quarter to great. It's your favorite legal dope dealer, Joe, quarter to great.
Mr. May rap like this.
Legal dope.
We're sharing the people's players. J5 the Fly Guy, what up, Joe?
Man, J5 the Fly Guy and Freddie Freeman the Fourth, man,
Freeman,
are both missing in action. If anybody's seen my friends, tell them to get in tune with me, Joe.
Hey,
so check game, man. I got a couple of new listeners. I got to make sure I shout them out. Start with Tisha. What up, baby? Appreciate you listening. That's dope. Shout out to all the new listeners, man, via, you know, via the web, you know, rather it be, you know, Legal Dope Radio, or you caught your Facebook link or whatever. Good looking out for getting it in with your favorite dope dealers. What's happening? I want to welcome back Friday night because he's been MIA. We're going to talk about that, you know.
Yeah.
You know what it is. I mean, I don't know, man. Jackie, what's happening? I mean, let's do it, man. Legal Dope Wednesday.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Jackie, she on the line. We're going to bring her on a little bit later on, man. We got something
going on. I want her around. I want her around when I kick the question off, and that might be my first call.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Because me and her got something going on tomorrow.
Yeah, you talking about that, too. Right. You know who told me about that? The boy, Drew. Shout out to Gangsta Grills Heavyweight Records. Who told me about that,
shit? Hey, man, so you already know what it is, man. It's New Music Wednesday. It's, you know, it's just the Legal Dope Radio. You know what it is. The world number one station for underground hip-hop.
Shout out to the Aussie squad.
You already know. Look, number one.
Go.
And when I say that, I mean that. You'll say, can't nobody doing it like us, man. It's New Music Wednesday. We got new music for everybody. And I mean everybody. I put it out there on Facebook to just send you music. Gave everybody a timeline, and everybody met the timeline. So I got some shit. I got some staff.
Shout out to the Walking Autograph. What up, Joe?
G, got some staff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out to
new
Lil Wonka, too. Got some new Lil Wonka, you feel what
shout
I'm saying?
Out
shout out to, hey,
that's
the boy be getting addicted, so you can't do nothing but return the favor. Like, playing this shit.
You know, got to. That's a fool.
That's the first cuss word of the day. Shit. I think so.
Yeah, might be.
Okay, then, let's go.
Hey, so look, though. I got some Cass City.
Okay.
Okay, I got some Dessa E.
Shout out to Dessa E, man, with the elementary school with Dessa E. You know.
I got some P.I.
Terrence Cartel. Let's do it. Shout out to Ruck. Ruck is 100 featuring Waka Flocka Flame.
I got some of that.
I said, shout out to Ruck.
Ruck?
Ruck is 100 featuring Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah.
Not yet, though.
Okay.
Not yet, though.
Who say we don't break records? I mean, okay, check this out. Legal Dope Radio, we've been doing this for about a year and change now. You know, it depends on how you look at it, because we've got the two hour show,
right,
which is coming up next week. You know what I mean? That's going to be the anniversary of the big show,
the 19th.
That's a week from, you know, now.
Yeah.
So we're going to get it in real big next week. You know, we're going to celebrate, like I said, like I always do about this time. We're going to celebrate the life of my man, AK. I'm going to probably say his name once or twice. You know what I mean? Rest in peace to the homeboy. But also, it was the birth of the two-hour Legal Dope Radio show. So make sure y'all be addicted next week, because we're going to do it up for that. And also, we're talking about the return of Legal Love. And, you know, for those new listeners who don't know what the Legal Love Hour or the Legal Love Show is or was, it is Legal Dog Radio with some love. Because, I mean, yeah. You know, the music is a little less edgy. You know, you can invite your mom to listen, or you can, you know, listen to us with your, you know, friend of choice, you know. So, anyhow, we're going to talk about that, too, because that's in demand right now. So Sundays, you know, for those people who Sundays is looking bleak because football is over, I think the Legal Dope Boys gonna come Saturday today. Maybe every other Sunday for sure. So don't worry about it. We'll figure it out.
No, we'll figure it out.
I don't know, Porter the Great. How you feeling?
I do it. No, not now, but I'll
do it. Let me hear a little bit of it. That's my shit. Romance Steve-O. What up, Joe? Right there is a taste, you know, Legal Dope Fiends, of what Legal Love is.
You know.
What Legal Love is. So we're going to take a caller real quick. We're going to take a caller real quick, and we're going to, kick this Legal Dope thing off real good, because we're 10, 12 minutes in, and shit's going well. So we're going to take a caller or two before we get real down and dirty, kick it into the topic for the day. You dig.
There is a topic.
Yeah, definitely. It's relevant, though, to what's going on. And, you know, and I got a segue and all that shit. You feel me? I've been working on my thing, you know. Shit, hey, by the way, shit is the word of the day.
Shit?
Shit is the word of the day. Hey, Candy, what's happening? You on the air.
What's happening? What's happening? I want to hear that song. I've been singing that shit all day.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
My
well,
shit right there. That's my new shit right there. What's up, guys?
I don't know. What's
goody? Nothing shit. Chilling, getting addicted as usual every Wednesday.
As you should. Can't see it no other way.
Now, can you just please play that song? Because I've been singing it all day. It's been in my head.
That's it.
Hey, we'll get addicted.
Look at me. See?
black ass face is up white. Bitches trying not to get blocked, thought it got me started, alright. This is something new from the dude. You love to hate crew, you love to hate weight. Team, new, hold his rank. King, every single state, you can have your face. You can have your face.
Hey, man, this dude is a DJ. I remember when he was just a rapper. So you back with the Legal Dope Boys, Carter the Great.
They rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh out of people's player.
J5 Freddy Freak, Kickstand. What up, Joseph? Hey, yep. Check it out, man. I tell you what, too. Today is the year anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti. Did you know that? Okay, today is the year anniversary of earthquake in Haiti. I mean, I brought that up just because I don't even know what to say. You know, I got a lot of shit to say. Y'all know how, you know, I'll be getting political and that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? For it to be 250,000 people killed and, you know, some of the people still buried in rubble. You feel what I'm saying? And 5% of the buildings not, you know, only being put up. It's like, where all that money go? People were sending money over there, like, you know what I mean? People were sending bread over there like no other way. So I don't know. That's a whole other topic, though. I just put that out there, though. Today was the anniversary for that joint. So, I mean, I don't even know. You don't even know where to go with that. You don't know what to say. Rest in peace. You don't know what to do with that because that was a horrible situation. Straight up. So I don't know, Joe. We got a Q Mill. What time Q Mill coming on, fam? Did he say what time he can call in?
Yeah, man, we're going to get him on normal time, man.
Okay. Nah, because we didn't talk about this much. Shout out to my man, Quincy Miller. You know he's a Legal Dope Award winner. Shout out to my man, Q, and also Deuce Bello. But my man, Q, tore his shit apart. Shit is the word of the day. He tore his
shit apart.
You feel me? So it's all bad right now. You're going to miss his senior year of high school basketball. His basketball year. You're going to miss this year, so.
Gonna make him stronger.
Definitely.
We're gonna get him on the show today, though, baby.
And we'll let him talk about that.
We'll ask
a couple questions and figure out how that went. You know what I mean? And ask him how he's gonna, you know, bounce back and ask him how hard he's working, because I know he's getting in the gym, getting it in as much as possible. So we're gonna talk to my man about that. What time is it? 9:17? What are we looking like?
9:17. Shout out to D Lab for the new intro. Did you guys hear it? Got it.
Hey, so check it out, too. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to bring this up here.
Topic?
Yeah.
You think they're ready for it?
They're going to have to be.
Right.
They're going to have to be. Let's do that caller first, just because I'm curious. Yeah, let's do that. 941 area code. Where the hell is that at? 941 area code, you on there?
Hey, what's going on? It's DJ Arson.
DJ Arson in the building.
What's good? What's good? I meant to have X on the phone, but I didn't know I was going to get through that quick.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, I recognize the number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, so look.
That's what's up.
Underworld DJ.
What up?
Tell me about it, man. Tell them about it, man. You got a few minutes, man. Tell them about it.
Yeah, man. We just started a corporation. Underworld DJs, you know, the X is overall in charge of the corporation, and we're doing our thing, trying to get all the DJs together so we can be on the same page and no hating and dissing and having the same parties on the same page, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So how y'all doing tonight out there, man?
I actually went to the first meeting.
First website.
Right, right.
In the first.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went to the first meeting, me and my man Block Life. We went to the first meeting. And I was moved by myself, you know what I mean? And, like, you know, from an artist perspective and from an entertainer, because, you know, this is what this is. It's Legal Dope Radio. We do entertain and play good music, kind of like a DJ. You feel
exactly
me?
Exactly like a DJ.
There you go. Shout out to Fresh Out of People's Player.
Yeah, man, I heard you said you wanted some mix and stuff, so we're definitely going to try to get it together so we could get you a weekly update on the mix and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, just update me on that, man, you know. Like I say, that's New Year stuff, so, just update me on that.
Yeah, definitely, because we attempted that last year, you know what I mean? We had about five or six, maybe eight or nine. Yeah. We had a couple of them, you know, just, you know, 5-7 minutes or something like that, you know, just to throw a little segment together, you know what I mean, just throw a little light on real hip-hop, you know, as far as, you know, where we're spending it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, we have some new up-and-coming DJs that that's really interested in the group and want to be a part of us, so we definitely going to give you quality stuff when we do give it to you, so your listeners could, you know what I'm saying, tune in and enjoy the mix while they're driving or wherever they're going, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, anything X got his hands on, I'm with it. So, I'm
for
with
sure.
Get addicted, man. Hey, look. Hey, shout out to the DJs of the world, man. I came up with a lot of DJs around here, of course. You know what I'm saying? I know.
And two, ladies and gentlemen, that was DJ Austin, by the way, Joe. Shout out to DJ Austin, Joe.
Party people.
Hey, check it out, man. Yeah. Hey, check it out, man. Real quick, I'm going to throw to this because I want to pull Jackie on, and I want Friday night to weigh in on this as well. And I want some participation from my listeners. You know what I mean? Awesome, stick around. You know, leave your hand up. Cause I'm going to pull a bunch of people in because it's going to be real serious. Not even real serious. This is going to be a topic that I want to talk about, you know, in the light of Martin Luther King's birthday coming up. Everybody knows, you know. And first of all, too, I ran into somebody who, you know, was kind of – I didn't even run into him. I was listening to somebody talk, and they really didn't know what his birthday was. All they know was that Monday they got out of school. So that's the kind of world we headed towards. You feel what I'm saying? Unless you let people know. You know, if they're not getting information from somewhere else, man sharpens man, like steel sharpens steel, you got to tell people. So that's what we're here for. You feel what I'm saying? Martin Luther King, his birthday, you know, is the 15th of January. But it's observed the third Monday of every January. So, you know, for those that don't know, you know, you might say, well, damn, I know that. Or you might look at the phone like you're crazy. You might look at your, you know, transistor radio or however you're listening to us. You feel me? Like, damn, Joe, I know that already, but... Like I said, I ran into somebody who didn't know that. So, fam birthday, and I say fam because my people. Fam birthday was January 15th, 1929 through April the 4th, which is my birthday. Shout out to me. 1968. He would have been 82. Everybody know he was killed at, you know, 39. He would have been 82 this month coming up. And the question of the day is this. The question of the day is racism still alive? And I asked Quarter the Great, is racism alive, do you think? And, you know, first of all, I want to go back and say, you know, I don't mean, you know, is racism alive? Yes, alive because the N-word or, you know, because everybody say that. You know, and I use everybody loosely because, you know, I met some people in California. It was, a fairly young dude. He told me flat out, man, please don't call me nigga. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was different because it was a young cat. You know what I mean? You hear that from old people from the South or people who've been through some shit or seen some shit, word of the day, you know. They don't want to hear that connotation.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So either way it go, is racism a lie? And that's a real question. You know what I mean? Because I think so. It's just different, and it might not be, you know, your Confederate flag waving or your noose is in the tree or you're burning your cross or whatever have you, you know what I mean? But racism is definitely alive. And I mean, everybody's end, you know, on my end, whether you want to say, you know, whether people want to, you know, notice it or not, you know what I mean? It's just like, whatever, you know what I mean? People, you know, my neighbor, my homeboy, my dude, my state manager, well, yeah, it's alive, though. White police will always pull me over, you know what I mean? Well, fam, you come on, you in a box Chevy with 3 hubcaps. You know what I mean? And you look suspicious. I want to see what you're up to myself. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know, some people might say. I think it's deeper than just that. And that's why I say that. It's deeper than just the N-word. It's deeper than just, you know, being profiled by the police. It's deeper than that. You know what I mean? So I'm asking everybody, you know, whoever want to, you know, partake with me, is racism still alive? And I got, you know, another point that I thought was kind of weird that it happened around, you know, around Martin Luther King's birthday. And everything just was relevant to what was going on. So it's Legal Dope Wednesday. It's Quarter to Great.
Mate.
Legal Dope.
Fresh out of Peoples.
You know what it is. Hey, so like I said, I wanted to get it in with some people and I want to talk just from a couple of folks. I don't want to get too political because we still going to get it in because the music I play going to have nigga every other word. It's going to be some cussing. They're going to smoke some weed in the shit. You feel what I'm saying? So you know what it is, man. So we're going to talk about a bunch of random shit. You know what I'm saying? I still want to keep it loose, but this is a serious issue, for real. That's why I'm, you know, that's why I'm jumping back and forth, because we're going to talk about basketball because your boy still got it.
Right.
You know, fuck the
definitely going to talk about LeBron James. We definitely going to talk about
Jerome, though. Hey, hold on. Let's take a call. Let's do Jackie, because we say we're going to pull Jackie in before we get to Friday night, because I definitely want to report on that, because Jackie, she's definitely a friend of the Legal Dope Boys. You know what it is. You know how we get it in. Jackie, you on the air.
What's up, guys? This is Jackie. Fresh air. Quarter key. How you doing this evening?
Oh, man, we hanging in there like old dirty shirts, you know.
Well, the reason why, to everyone that's listening, the reason why they're pulling me in is tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. I am interviewing Court Key, so it's an extra special Legal Dope Hour at around 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had to do that.
I'm going to take an excerpt of that blog, of that interview on my blog, which is No Go Street Beat, so...
Yeah,
I have a blog up.
We're going to beat the streets with this one.
We're going to try. You know.
Okay.
I wanted to address Fresh Air's question. Is racism alive and well? I want to say, of course it is. Very much
definitely.
So. Because.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. You got the floor.
No, I was going to say, you know, from things I've experienced personally, racism is alive and well. And
detail.
It comes from a black female standpoint. You know, I've been in and out of the corporate area, I've been in and out of retail, I've been in and out of different things as far as job-wise. And you have certain expectation on you based on how you look, how you sound, how you dress, how you present yourself. And you have to overcome those efforts. You have to overcome those negative connotations with what people see on the outside of you. And that's
definitely
true
and
everywhere
you go. I'm asking you this question since you brought that up. I'm glad you took it there. Now, since you say that, do you think that, you know, we, whether it's black people, I'm just going to say we because, you know, you were talking about us pretty much, you know. Do you think that we should have to conform to that? And I don't necessarily mean, you know, when you go to that job interview or to that corporate situation that you would have to, you know, take your jeans off and definitely not wear your jersey. I understand that part of it. But do you think, like, we should have to conform to that? Do you think we should have to be conscious of our hair or, you know, the tattoos? Not even just the tattoos with the gang, you know, graffiti on it. I mean, the tattoos that might have your grandmother's rest in peace, you know, whatever. Do you think we should have to be conscious of that? Do you think that that's racism in itself? You know what I mean? Because we as a people do that. You know, might have
part of our culture.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if the tattoos are necessarily a part of our culture, but our hair, our natural hairstyles are.
Right.
And different things I've experienced is I've seen other people get hassled by the boss for having cornrows in their hair on the job.
Right.
Saying that it's not professional.
Right.
Saying it detracts from what they're doing on the sales floor. That was retail. I've seen others in the corporate arena say, I'm not going to hire that person because they're not going to change their hair, or they're not going to move that person up because they're not going to change their hair.
Right.
So I think conforming is a part of it, but it is what it is. If you want to get, you want that better lifestyle, then I don't know.
You gotta conform.
I don't know. I guess you have to conform, but it's a question of losing your integrity and losing your own sense of yourself that worries me.
I guess you're right, too. I definitely agree with that. I'll tell you what, then. One more time, why don't you let the people know what's going on for tomorrow and tell them how to get it in, you know, as far as, you know, where we can, you know, check the interview out, and then afterwards, check out your blog.
No problem. Check out my blog at rage-livewire2.blogspot.com or just Google Nogo Street Beat. And, of course, I will be interviewing tomorrow on Legal Dope Radio. Tomorrow, that's Thursday night, Quarter Key the Great.
Quarter the Great.
And if you want to call in and get your own question in, I don't know if Quarter's allowing that, but that's up to him.
I'm thinking about it, man. It's an open session right now, but I might just let him call and listen. I might not even let him talk. I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I'm going to decide that it's going to be a game time decision. How about that?
All right. So listen in because you never know what you may hear.
Oh, you're going to hear some shit. I'm going to get everything.
Word of the day, shit.
I'm open book. Word of the day, shit.
All right, let's do it. Hey, shout out to Jackie. Appreciate you all the time because you, you know, shows a bunch of support, and that's the shit.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jackie.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, get a nigga in the back. Keep your line.
Yeah.
Hey, we're taking out.
Yours, though.
Shout out to Corey, great. As a second out, man, we're getting addicted, Joe. It's about that time for Friday night, but we're going to play a song.
Yeah, we got to play some music, man. It's new music Wednesday, baby.
We got two men in the building, baby.
He's
really going to pop up sooner than later. We're going to talk to my man. We got people on the line that's new. I see new numbers, new faces, new places. You know what it is.
Ready for the new music, baby.
The lines is berserk.
They crazy.
That's what's happening, man. We're going to play a little music, though. Straight on up. Hey, shout out to Trophy Boy, man. You know?
Yeah, shout out to the boy Trophy.
Yeah.
Acting up.
Yeah. Yeah, you're acting a donkey, man. All right, so. You don't know what you want to do.
I know exactly what I want to do. I got a handful of things I want to do.
It's too much shit.
I really like this record, though, right here, man.
It's too much shit. It's too much shit.
I'm going to get addicted.
Night will never end. See, when you work as hard as me, you will understand. Every day I'm trying to flip a dollar to $100,000. This music, my tuition. I make it, you just listen. This is my effort to collect my commission. That's why I'm ready for whatever, like I'm T.I. All about my B.I. Ever since I was like knee high. That's why we celebrating, drinking, smoking. I'm like tree high. In my freshest denim, you know I don't rock no Levi's. Time to party, Bacardi is overflowing. Nigga, grab a cup. Tip or you can chug. Just make sure you get fucked up. Tonight is going down like elevators. I'm stuck. And I'm on whatever, I don't give a fuck. Tonight is going down. And tonight is going down. It's a celebration, everybody gather around. It's like a graduation, man, without the cap and gown. I swear it's going down, man, I'm finna act a clown. Actually, after we lay it down, get down to our rhapsody. Actually, after we lay it down, it's a masterpiece, the best thing out practically. Yeah, so you know you gotta clap for me. I get it in quite naturally. Two bottles this way, one for me and one for you. And when they threw, I'm out my mind, can't even count from one to two. I'm on the move, 2-1, the ratio for what you want. Two women to every homie in your place, now that's what's up. Get it in, fuck the time, get some salt, couple lines. Cause I'm still alive on my grind every day. Any time, every way. Like that boy P. Diddy say, the more you work, the more you play. Down like Frazier every damn night. Or like Sonny Liston in the first round of the damn fight. That's right, I'm living for today and for my town till I'm gone. But since I'm still around, man, tonight is going down, man. Tonight is going down. It's a celebration, everybody gather around. I swear it's going down, man, I'm finna act a clown. Tonight it's going down.
Cash City is definitely going down this Wednesday.
Hey, look, man, if your records don't get played in their entirety, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say this ahead of time. If your records don't get played in their entirety, I'm sorry, but it's a lot of records. And I want to make sure everybody get heard. There's going to be a quarter key mix later on, maybe. You know what I'm saying? I might sneak one in. And, you know, when I do a quarter key mix, it be freaked the fuck out. So, you know, ain't no telling what I might do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy, P.I. Shout out to the boy.
Hey, man. Hey, check it out.
Shout out to the boy, Flock.
Hey,
Flock.
The name of that song is called Handsome Hustler. Not the one we just heard. That's called It's Going Down.
Right.
But my man, P.I., Handsome Hustler.
It's the name of the record.
Now, after I pop my collar, you know what I mean, and make sure my sleeves are straight and shit, I like the name of that song.
You know what I'm saying? That's
hot. I ain't heard it yet, Joe. I know I do it, so I'm ready to, you know, see what's to that, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get the Handsome Hustle later on.
Definitely.
Joe. And let's take another caller, man. See what folks head at, you know, see if people want to participate. Because it's just something I'm tossing around. You know, that's all. I want to know that. 639 is your prefix. You on the air. What's good?
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Black Star.
Black Star, what's happening?
Yeah, and then I want to say what's up and congratulations to y'all for doing y'all thing.
Man, I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
What's up, Joe? What's up, Joe?
Hey,
all right, y'all. Be cool. I'm finna listen to y'all show, all right?
Uh-huh.
All right, love y'all.
I love you back. Hey, man, niggas
and
boys, like, you already know what's happening.
Hey, that's what up, man. Hey, that was a good call right there, you know what I mean? Somebody just calling in just to say what's happening. Keep up the good work and do y'all things.
Beautiful.
I told you, man, that kind of shit keep me sliding because, you know, on them days when I be just freaking out and wanting to keep on freaking out, but it be Wednesdays, I be having to come sell this legal dope, you feel me?
Right.
And that make me come sell that shit.
I'm talking about?
Legal dope is the thing. Hey, man,
And a lot of times it be people listening online, and they just call in. That might have just happened. So if you out there and you listening online, the number is 917-889-8016. Call in. Ask a question. Man, get addicted, man. We gonna have the boy Young Quincy Miller on the line later on. We gonna have the boy Fresh Air People's Player on the line later on, talking about the topic.
I mean, yeah.
Throughout the show.
No. Hey, Gangsta Grills Heavyweight Records, you bastard.
You bastard. Hey, Saturday morning. Remember Saturday morning?
What?
Friday night and Saturday morning.
Saturday morning. Hey, too, Joe. Mom's over there with the drink in her hand. What it do? Vodka.
Hey.
Joe.
Hey, Friday night.
J.O., what up,
Friday
Joe?
Night.
All them niggas over there getting addicted, man. I'm telling who we over there with, man. Shout out to the Hustle Squadron. You know what it is, man.
Yeah.
Get me on the court and I'm trouble. Last night, fucked around, got a triple double. Hey.
Hey, check it out, man. Hey, shout out to Candace Rose.
Oh, we're shaking the nigga, JJ.
Chris, you're the basketball player. Hey. Hey, shout out to the boyfriend, Jerry P. Hey, just to know.
The Aussie squad. So nice.
Candace Rose.
Candace Rose.
I'm waiting on an email from her. I'm checking my email. I'm waiting on an email from her. And it's another matter. We're gonna talk about that though. Like they need some help out there.
Man, tell her to put her fresh air symbol in the air. Shit, what you mean, boy? Hey, check it out, man. Let's get to that dude right there, man. I've been waiting for 2 weeks for that because it was MIA last week. I say we make that happen. What you say?
Hey, man. What I say every time you say that. Hey, man.
What you say? Get addicted. What you say? What y'all say? Y'all say, hey, man, it's here.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So, I don't know. Saturday morning, this is what he got mad. Saturday morning, say, hey, look here, I need some of that. He say, man, look, I need some music. I need some introduction. Friday night, ladies and gentlemen, we gotta pull that through.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Her room completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning,
my life is gonna be
Friday night, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, look at
yeah, you know what it is, man.
Y'all mad I was missing action, man. You know how it was nice, man. I found me a nice little thing, you know what I mean? But hey, you know they don't have their shit in order. You know that's the word of the day.
Shit, the word of the day.
You know, I had a little shooby-dooby for your quarter last night. So I was looking for you.
Hey, that's cool, because last night when you were shooby-doobying, I was getting a triple-double.
Last week you fucked around and got a triple-double.
Man, you should have been there.
Yeah.
I still got it.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's one of my favorite tunes, man. Today was a good day. It even had the lights of the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, you know what? I want to thank you guys once again for the forum. Keeping it alive, like I say, it's a culture. It's a movement. It's bigger than music. Today you stepped your game up. Last week, I got addicted, but I had to go with the podcast. But the week before that, you were international with the Australian connection. You know what I mean? This week, you're coming with the conscious effort. I mean, it's a forum. That's what it's all about. You guys need to be commended, like I say, for being mainstays in the community. You're always teaching somebody how to do something. Like I say, keep the good work up, because even when you think you're losing, you're winning. Shout out to BMG, because the music is hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, y'all doing a lot of big things. Shout out to Bully Mo God, you know, and everybody else that got to do anything with that no-go music, man. It's making a big step. But I want to talk about what you're talking about, Fresh Air, the People's Player, and my favorite rapper, Quarter. Man, racism is still present. In a different way. I mean, they're not sticking dogs on you anymore, spraying water on you like they did MLK. And you know, anyway, Fresh Air, we don't play on that day. We find another way. We uplift ourselves on that day. We read, you know me, we listen to the speeches. We can recite them word for word. You know, we do different things as education. Like we say, when you're a kid, you go to the DuSable Museum. We learn something about where we come from. Because you don't know where you come from, you don't know where you're going. I think a lot of people forget that. So I encourage all you young brothers out there to try to learn something tomorrow. And it's all right for weed smoke to be on your shirt. I'm a witness. I was one of those guys that had weed smoke on my shirt everywhere I went. You know, I'm not that guy now, but I was that guy. So I can relate to that guy. You know, I am a hip-hop guy. So what you're doing, it ain't wrong. And I don't think you should have to contour yourself to the way of the world, because a lot of people may not know me. I got a ponytail down the middle of my back. I always had it. I get a lot of flack for it. Police pull me over still. I get profiled, and, I'm clean as a whistle. So I understand the cornrow thing. I'm just getting used to the tattoo thing, but that's just not me. I don't know. But, coming from a militant point of view, which I am very militant, if you guys don't know out there, I'm very militant. I think it's cultural now, you know, the racism, you know, it's cultural. It's a lot of racial tendencies, I would say, that's out there, you know, the profiling, the segregation, the personal attacks, you know what I mean? I think we're nationally oppressed, you know what I mean? That's what I think, you know, like I said, the racism is hidden. You know, sort of like IBM, you know, back in the early days, they only wanted to hire people with white shirts and collars and haircuts and, Apple and Microsoft hire people with beards and no shoes and flip-flops. You understand what I'm saying? And we all know, like I say, that Apple and Microsoft make way more money than IBM right now. So you can't judge a book by its cover, you know. I just think it's a direct result of structural crisis, you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s. And it's downsizing a little bit these days. But the racism is still there. It's got a lot of economic racism, you know. It doesn't matter if you're LeBron James or Michael Jordan. They still don't want you to move next door to her. Shout out to Willie Bogard right there. They still don't want you to the move next door. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, there was a story once about Michael Jordan getting on the elevator in Vegas with a lady, and she had some coins in her hand, and she thought Michael was going to rob her, and she dropped all the coins on the ground and ran out the elevator, you know, and it was Michael Jordan. I mean, he got more money than everybody, so why would he rob her, you know? And it's just, people just, they just profile you, you know, because you're black. You know, they got a thing called hyper-segregation. I don't know if you guys are, you know, hip to hyper-segregation, you know, but it's, you know, it's geographically and politically and cultural isolation, you know what I mean, in the inner cities, you know what I mean? That's the new term that they call it. So, like I said, they whitewashing it as best as they can be. I mean, you know, does that mean that our black and brown brothers aren't routinely round up in sweeps? Well, yeah, they are. You know what I mean? And I don't think this is something that will ever get around. I mean, a lot of us, including me, myself, we have cultural anger. We're not angry with our family, our friends, our loved ones. The reason why we act out, we just act out because society makes us act out. You know what I mean? And like I say, I get it. You know what I mean? But at some point, we got to realize that we are responsible and there are going to be consequences for our action. You know, although we can't go to, you know, like I say, we went to Lake Forest, the police would pull us over, and we know that, you know, and that's not fair. You know what I mean? But what we have to do is we have to use our head, racism or not. You know what I mean? We don't have to be from that era because a lot of people paved the way for us, i.e. MLK, Malcolm X, different things of that nature. So we have to listen to what they said, and we need to do a lot of you know, thinking. We have to think, you know, listen and then do a lot of thinking before we react. You know, that's how we end up in the situation that we end up in. And like I said, I'm glad right. for the forum, man. I'm glad you turned into a nice little thing here because, you know, like I say, hip-hop is a culture, and Martin Luther King is a big part of our culture because, hey, had it not been for Martin Luther King and people like that, we wouldn't be able to have the freedom to do the hip-hop that we do. You understand, you know, what I'm saying?
Definitely, for, you know, even for me to be here, you know, having a Legal Dope Radio, wouldn't even, you know, it wouldn't even be nothing like that, you know what I'm saying, for me to, you know, and I use this loosely, you know, and like I say, because you might hear a nigga come out of my mouth or you might hear me blast the word nigga out of my radio, so I think it's further than just that as far as the racism goes, you know what I mean, so, you know, I said all that to say you wouldn't be no nigga like us doing Legal Dope Radio, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, it definitely goes further than that. Racism is alive, I'm thinking, but I definitely think it's heavier than just, you know, like you say, spraying water on us, sicking dogs on us, or, you know, putting us in the back of the bus because it ain't that kind of party. Because Saturday morning drives a bus. Shout out to Saturday morning. Hey, so let's do it, man. Hey, Friday night. Like, we lost my man, too. All right, man, so good looking out for my man Friday night for popping in on us, Joe. He was missing in action last week. And, hey, man, he's part of our forum. He's part of our thing. He's part of what we got going on, so we need that to keep us floating. Hey, real quick, too, before we play this cut, I want to shout out to my man, Block Life. What up, Joe BMG?
What's
up, Joe? SQ, staff, last.
Walking on the grass.
Speaking of staff, man, let's drop that new staff. Let's do that. Did we get to that yet?
Yeah, nah, we're going to get the staff a little
later
on, man.
Nah? Okay. Well, sure, let's do Mingo Baby. Shout out to Mingo Baby, man, and the whole squad over there, man. It's Dub 8, man. Shout out to the boy, J. I'm J.R.
I'll definitely do this, though.
You ready to do that? I'm feeling that.
There's a lot going on.
There's so much stuff. Y'all don't even have a clue, man. Hey, I tell you what we're going to do, too, when we come back. It's we're going to get to the boy Q when we come back. We're going to go and crank it up a notch right now. Joe Work 100 featuring Waka Flocka Flame. Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, no, for real. Get it, there.
Let's get it.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Hey, Waka. Hey, man, shout out my boy Rex 100, man. Pound push
that brick squad. Come
what?
On.
Yeah. Hey, bro, play that right there, bro.
Bales of weed.
Me.
And bricks of cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold you that song, though, bro.
Different kind of coupe on different color rims.
Yeah.
A different kind of nigga, different kind of bitch.
Yeah.
kind of roof, a different kind of brick. Different kind of money, different kind of good. Yeah, the same old hustle, just a different kid. Pound push a brick squad, two different clicks. Yeah, the same old chopper, just a different clip.
Joe, shout out to Ruck 100 and the whole Pound Pusher ENT, Meatball Mozzarelli. Shout out to the homeboy. You know what it is, man. Hey, man, we're getting addicted, bro. Quarter to great.
Man, rap like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh out of the people's player.
Hey, Joe, we're about 7 minutes off the news. You know what it is. Kickstand. You'll be here in a minute. Show your face, Kick. Show your face, Kick. Shout out to my man, Kick. He's in the building. News we can use is coming up in about 6 minutes now. Is racism still alive? I'm going to tell you where the question came from. It wasn't just because it was Martin Luther King's birthday. I'm going to tell you where the question came from initially. NFL, the Rooney Rule. I'm explaining to you guys what the Rooney Rule is if you don't know. In 03, Dan Rooney, owner of the Steelers, implemented a rule. You know, he threw it out there because he was always an equal opportunity dude or whatever. You know, black people always held high positions in his organization. You know, Tony Dungy was on the squad, on the coaching squad with Chuck Noll, you know, so on and so forth. I'm speaking Spanish to y'all. I'm going to get away from that. Shout out to Ray B. But the Rooney Rule was implemented in 03, and it says that, you know, a team must interview a minority for a head coach or for of the higher positions, you know, be it in the office or whatever have you. And so, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, everybody knows, it's not even that different now. Everybody knows that, you know, black head coaches are scarce, you know, because, you know, you might hear black people say, oh, I'm rooting for such and such because they got a black head coach. And that's the reason because, you know, and the reason for that is because there's so few of them. You know, it's exactly what it is. It's the minority.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you want to root for the minority because that's two is you. You know what I mean? So, in saying that, you know what I mean, that's where the question came from, because the Rooney Rule says that you must interview a black person for your head coaching job. So, the Dallas Cowboys, what the Dallas Cowboys did was they pulled in Ray Sherman, the wide receivers coach, you know, for an interview for the head coaching job, just to comply with the Rooney Rule just for, you know, just because they picked somebody off of their staff and interviewed a black head, a black coach. Well, they interviewed him for the head coaching spot and then fired him afterwards. Now, you know, some people might say that was wrong or, you know, you know, I heard Reverend Al Sharpton say he was on his way to Dallas. You know what I'm saying? All kind of shit. You know what I mean? And that's where it came from because, you know, it's like, damn, well, that's bogus. How you going to pull the man in there? Just, it, like, I understand where, you know, Dan Rooney was going with it, but it's almost like, is the rule even racist?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That is what I was saying.
Is the rule even racist? And I know that's not the case because he wasn't that kind of dude. You know, I don't know him, but, you know, he didn't, you know, he wasn't that kind of dude. You know what I mean? And it's like, the fact that we have to, that's your answer to the question. I mean, pretty much from now on, this is giving me your opinion because the answer to the question is yes. Because the fact that there's even a rule out there that says that you got to do that, you feel me? The fact that there's a rule out there, I'm going to say it again, that says that you got to interview a black person or a minority, you know, be that Spanish shout to Ron Rivera for just getting the head coaching job over there in Carolina. You know what I mean? The fact that it's a rule even is your proof that racism is a lie. You feel what I'm saying? So that's where the question came from because prior to the Rooney Rule, you know, being thrown out there, it was only six head coaches that was black in the league. You know what I mean? And the strange twist to that is whether they were shuffled around or not or whatever, which they were with different names, but it's just six today, 32 teams in the league. It's just six today. Now, I mean, a lot of that could come down to qualifications or whatever the hell have you. I can't coach no team. That's not my shit. I can do a bunch of things. That's probably not it. You know what I mean? So it might come down to that. Who knows? You feel what I'm saying? But that's where it all came from. So the question still stands, is racism a lie? We're going to take another call before we get to the news, Joe.
Still got the boy Q-Mill coming.
Q-Mill ain't popped up yet. We're going to get to Q-Mill. He's going to come right after the news. We're going to do him shortly.
Yeah.
That's cool with you?
Yeah, we can get to him shortly. Do the news.
Do a caller real quick, and we're going to go to Stan early with the news.
Let's get to a call in later. Let's wrap this up. Let's wrap this up. I only want them to have to wait.
All right. 991, you're on the air. 630. Yo, what up?
Yo, Pound Pusher Productions, Pimp, man. That's love, boy. Oh,
man, you already know what it is, man.
Cut
that out, man.
Boy, Ruckus 100, man.
Man, that shit go off, man. Cut that out, man. You already know what it is. Ruck 100 in the building.
Let me go back too. You know, you see how we switch gears too. You know what I mean? Let me go back and let y'all know what's going on. Ruckus is from Yo Land. If you're from Lake County, you know, if you do North Chicago Waukegan Zion thing, if you Lake County, if you rep that on your chest, Ruckus from Lake County doing big shit. Pound Push ENT. That was not a mistake what you just heard. That was the Waka Flocka Flame, Brick Squad's own. On the cut with Ruckus 100.
Shout out to them boys and the homie Bo Deal too, man. You know, he from the shot, man. You know, he be fucking with us heavy too, man. Shout out to Bo Deal, man.
Yeah, we got to get Bo on the show, man. We got to get Bo on the show.
For sure. Man, I sent him the link, man. He might be listening, man. You know?
He might be listening. That's what it is, man.
Hey, man, you know what it is, man. Whenever you got new hot shit, man, send it to us, Joe. We'll break that shit, Joe, like we always do, straight up.
Every time, bro, every time. Man, shout out to y'all boys, man. Y'all keep this shit moving, bro. We listen.
Love.
Hey, man, get Bo Deal on the line, man. Tell him to come fuck with us, Joe.
For sure. I'm going to sure do that, bro.
You know it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Ruck 100, Pound Pusher ENT. You know what it is. Gotta love that, man. Hey, 530, you gonna be on the air in a minute. Stan, give me 1 minute, my dude. 530, you're on the air. 530 is your prefix. What up?
What it do? What way? No faces, no names.
What's goody good? Who this, man? It's the Boulevard Bogart.
Yeah, I already know, Slick'em.
Man, what's goody good, my dude?
Man, you know, man, dipping and diving like an unknown ghost or something, you know what I mean, with some Cali shit.
Hey, so you know what it is, man. Hey, you know, go waiting on your return, man. You know what it is, family member.
Pronto. You know what I mean? Just waiting on this last little song I'm recording. You need, and, you know, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? Shots out to Aimer the Gamer, too.
Not shouts out.
Nigga, shots.
Not shout. Not shout.
Yeah.
Shots out to Aimer the Gamer.
With his own thing.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Say no more. It's a Bully Bogart, man. I'm going to get in tune with you, my guy.
Little business.
Hey, man. That's Bully Bogart, man. He's BMG.
Yeah.
CEO of the BMG Chain Gang.
Yeah.
You know what it is. Hey, man. It's news time, Joe. Let's do it, man. Shout out to the man, Kick. It's, you know, I need to hear my man give me some news. I can use it. You feel me? That is my dude. Hey, shout out to Kick, too. How I said my birthday was April the 4th. That was the same day Martin Luther King got killed. You feel what I'm saying? 1968. Obviously, I'm not that old, but, you know, as far as the date goes, we share the same. We share the date. Shout out to my man Kickstand. His birthday is February the 21st, same day that Malcolm X was killed. So, we share that link in that. You know what I mean? Like I always said. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to slide it to my man, Kick.
Man. Yeah. Be glad. It's that time of the week, ain't it? Hey, it's Wednesday. Find a spot, turn the TV down, act like it's 9 o'clock. I got a CD dropping, and I got some fire pot. But you about to get addicted, whether you get high or not. 917-889-8016, be on time. 917-889-8016, be on time. Halfway done, yo, kick the news.
What's good,
fam? How y'all legal boys doing? What's up with all the legal dope listeners? This is the one and only your boy, Kick.
Hey, hold on, Kick, real quick. I was blowing away from
the
location.
That
was 45 minutes ago. Hold on real quick, Kick, man. Hold on real fast, man.
Hey.
What's good, man? What's good, fam? How you, though, man? Give us some news we can use, my dude.
Oh, man, you know it's all good, man. I hope y'all weekend been real right. Y'all been hit by the snow like I have, so I've been holding it down real tight, keeping up, seeing what's going on with the news. But for right now, I just want to go ahead and give a quick little big up to Jay-Z. I guess he made so much money, he done pulled together, got his fam together, his moms and brothers and cousins, and they went out and got them a nice little chicken spot out there in Brooklyn. Anybody ever get out there? It's called the Buffalo Boss. Heard they're getting it in. I heard a couple of things about it, too. You know, it was already open before he decided to step in, and, you know, they took ownership over. But they got a nice little name for themselves. If you ever out there, check it out. Jay-Z shit. What else we got here? If anybody get addicted like I do, there's many other ways to get addicted, but this is the only true real way to get addicted. But some people might tune into BET, the game. They just started their new season. And I like going and give a shout-out to them because ain't too many people on BET pulling $7.7 million on your first day of coming back from being off for 2 years. So that's a big shout-out to them. Look like 50 right now. He might say he's following Dre. Some might say he's copying Dre. But he didn't jump behind the right people. And he got him a set of headphones called the Sleep by 50. They don't even plug in, fam. They're wireless. They ain't Bluetooth. They ain't nothing else. They come up with a whole new way to connect these headphones to whatever you're trying to listen to. And just by 50 putting his name on it, the stock on this company that went up well over 200%. So it looked like everybody falling in line. I guess they're going to put their Beats by Dre's up or just leave those in the lab and walk around with the Sleep by 50. And then we got, let's see here, my boy, you know what I mean, Bun B. He actually, as of yesterday, Rice College, he actually is, I can't say he's officially a professor, but he's actually given a course in religion and hip-hop at Rice College. And this started actually yesterday. And he's doing it real big. You know, he did an interview with Mad Hatter on the morning show at 97.9, The Box in Houston. And he was, you know, giving a rundown on what the itinerary was for, you know, teaching religion and hip-hop. You know, it is kind of funny that, you know, religion can be said with hip-hop, but if you true hip-hop heads like we all Legal Dope listeners are, and even the Legal Dope hosts, you know, we all know the lyrics. Everybody get a shout-out to God. Everybody get a praise out. So we know Bun B's going to be doing this real big thing. Last but not least, on just a little bit of news, Eminem signed Slaughterhouse and Yellow Wolf. That's a good thing. So, you know, the Eminem, the Shady Records, be looking out. They're definitely going to make a real big come-up. You know, ain't no guess. They're going to do a little something. We all going to be looking for it like we all do. But we got the last five of the hot tracks, hip-hop tracks on the Billboard. We got number five with Lil Wayne and Drake right above it. Number four, Nicki Minaj, Right Through Me. Number three, just jumping in, Wiz Khalifa with Black and Yellow. Number two, Rick Ross and Drake and Chrisette Michelle with Austin Martin Music. And number one, Waka Flocka Flame with No Hands. But before I go, talking about Austin Martin Music, I don't know if anybody into it like I am. And it ain't just because Rick Ross made the song Austin Martin. These cars are real sexy. If you're ever online and you get a chance to check out the new Austin Martin commercial, check out your boy Swiss Beats with the watch that flip over and back behind just to tell the time. That is real shit. And this is your boy Kick with just a little bit of news. What's up with y'all, man?
Thank you.
Yeah, that shit was great, man.
Hey, it was kind of funny. I was going to say that, man. Hey, it was kind of tripped out because we went political with the show. Not even political, you know, that's just my word, you know what I mean? But we went, you know, almost serious with the show, and you came back with some, you know, I can't say that your other shit be senseless, but you came back with some newsworthy news, my dude. That was the shit right there.
I mean, there's a lot of news that I can put out there. You know, it is worthy news. It's always out there. But you know what I mean?
Right.
I try to stick with the format. It ain't saying that Legal Dope is worthy because we all getting it.
Oh, no.
I don't like to fill the pool with it, fam.
I understand. Now, I can appreciate you conforming to, you know, I can appreciate you, you know, how you're taking that shit serious because, like I said, you know, even back when you created your own job, because you created your own job, even back when you created your own job, you were like, man, I'm going to do the news, I'm going to do it this way, and blah, blah, blah. So, like you said, you're sticking to the script. You know what I mean? I can't be mad at that. Like I said, it's just tripped out because, you know,
your news. You know, Kick, you know, I'm the clown of the clique. You know what I mean? I'm a real fool. So, yeah, I created a job for myself, but everybody got to understand, I really am not myself doing the news. I don't even watch the news. You have to understand, but I keep up with my hip-hop and black folks. I'm like Block Life, and I don't even rap, man. I don't even watch the news, fool, but I can tell you what's going on in the game.
That's one, though. Shout out to my man, Kick Joe. All right, Kick, so I'm going to let you slide out then, man. How about that, man? You all good? Everything official?
Yeah, for sure, man. You know everything official. Y'all make sure y'all stay out this damn cold and snow, man. I got hit with a foot, and I don't even know what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's your boy, Kick.
Yeah. See the nigga in the background?
Yeah. Hey, so check it out, man. That was your boy Kick with a meaningful, dope little news session, you feel me? Go Bears.
Show.
Bears. Look at you. For sure. That was too funny. This dude's a Raider fan. I'm putting him on blast. I was just tripped out.
Man,
hey, nah.
If you're a Legal Dope fan, you know that.
Hey, so check it out.
Before.
Shout out to the Bears. Bears play Sunday at noon. They're going to play against whoever they're playing against, Seattle Seahawks. So, you know, it shouldn't be easy, but it ain't, you know. I mean, it shouldn't be easy, but it shouldn't be that tough. They need to bring it. If they handle that business, that'd be all good. And, two, shout out to my main man, Mike Turner. you know, North Chicago's own Legal Dope family member. You know what it is. He's been on the show, held us down. Shout out to Mike Turner, Legal Dope Award nominee. He's also in the playoffs, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? I'm rooting for Mike up until he's playing against the Bears. My Bear love a little stronger than my Turner love.
Yeah.
You feel me? So shout out to fam, though. Should be a big weekend, man. I can't wait. I'm excited, Joe. Legal Dope Radio is New Music Wednesday, quarter to great.
Man, they made. You already know.
You should have knew what you wanted to play, man, because you're going to sit up here and thumb through all this shit. You don't even know what you want to do.
No, I know exactly what I want to do.
Well, get somebody addicted then, damn it.
Get addicted, man. It's your boy, Young J.R. and Zig, man. I like this record. It's hot.
Young J.R., from Atlanta with love. You already.
Yeah. Young Zig. Cosé. Atlanta with love. Yeah. I love. I love
popping bottles, get chillin' with these models, be buying the Moscato, the cool we bumpin' bottles, don't Twitter me, just follow, they think they hit the lotto, the chicken heads, we got them, yo chicken heads, we got them, I love popping bottles, get chillin' with these models, be buying the Moscato, the cool we bumpin' bottles, don't Twitter me, just follow, they think they hit the lotto, the chicken heads, we got them, yo chicken heads, we got them. Have a good time, good ice on my bracelet. Yeah, I feel it, shit, it, shit, like I can't feel my face. Sent from VIP back to the studio that's in the basement. Work hard, baby, can you work that? Popping it in Onyx, baby, is this where you work at? One for you to answer, baby, my blue diamond smirk set. But I'm with that REDA ARK, I turf, yes. Unders on my jeans, shawty, I can't lie to shirtless. In another scene, baby, yes, I want you shirtless. Drop the top, convert, yes. Bet that my Converse fresh fitted on, fresh to death, go take a dirt nap. Ayy, I love popping bottles, and chilling with these models. We buying the Moscato, the cool we bumping bottles. Don't quit on me, just follow. They think they hit the lotto. The chicken heads, we got them. No chicken heads, we got them. I love popping bottles, and chilling with these models. We buying the Moscato, the cool we bumping bottles. Don't quit on me, just follow. They think they hit the lotto. The chicken heads, we got them. Love popping bottles, probably chilling with some mom. Look, baby girl, please don't touch my chain. I'm a little one, it'll be no problem. Don't dig, I said, just check my bank account. That be your chair, but I wanna take her out. Take her home and break her down. I love it when them haters think Young Zig ain't gon' be that. But when I turn out to be this, I bet them haters gon' be mad. Just probably pop another bottle of Moscato on the glass. I'm probably under the influence while I'm doing this track. I love it when them haters think that one of my verses gon' be whack. They be probably set your local battle down. Scholars doing battles, now come on. Like Billy Brad, what is y'all niggas talking about? I'm on. Ain't nothing you can do, can never shut me down. I love popping bottles, and chilling with these models. We buying the Moscato, the cool we bumping bottles. Don't quit on me, just follow. They think they hit the lotto. The chicken heads, we got them. Them chicken heads, we got them. I love popping bottles.
Quarter to great.
May rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Pressure of the People's Player. Shout out to Jake Butterfly, I got kids. Stand the fort, man.
So that was Young JR right there. You know what that is. You know how the DUV boys do it.
Hey, man. Hey, the boy Young Zig, too, man. He got it in, man. You know what I'm saying? I really like that record, man. I got three. And, that was the one I picked.
Okay, 708 area code. We're going to get to you in a minute. I lost my 307 caller. I think I know who that was, though. Give me 1 minute. We're going to do a couple things, you know. We got Big Heat coming, man. We got the boy P.I. We got Destin E coming up. We got Staff. So it's time. You know, we got the bulk of the show right now. We got, matter of fact, Staff is the Legal Dope double up of the day.
Yeah.
So how you like that? I don't care if you don't at all. Nigga.
Nigga.
Hey, so, I don't know. Phone call or two? New song or two? What up?
I got some new quarter key.
Let's do it then. Shit. Get addicted.
I got some new quarter key.
I'm about to see how this is ready.
I do.
Let's do a caller, man. Any of them. any of them, don't matter. 693, you on the air in 3 seconds. 2, 1, 2, 3. 693, give me a minute. You on the air now, go ahead.
What's cracking, baby?
Ain't nothing, what's goody?
Fresh air and quarter kids tea, baby, on deck.
See, what's good?
Shit, just chilling, listening, tuning in. Love the show.
Yeah, and getting addicted, man. Shout out to T, man. Shout out to Miss Pisces Joe, friends of the Legal Dope Radio Show. You know what it is. What's going on tonight, you all right?
We just chilling, doing what we do best. You know that. Putting it in the air, baby.
What's up? Backwoods and Black and Miles face.
Oh, okay.
You already know.
Calling just to check in. I'm okay.
That's what up. I appreciate you listening.
For sure.
Stay addicted, Joe. Shout out to T. Shout out to Miss Pisces, man. You know what it is over there, man. Hey, man, I'm ready for some double up, man. I need some of that, man. Let's do some of these callers, though, real quick. 708.
Get to the 708, man. We're going to get Q on the line, man. He just hit me. We're going to get him on the line.
All right. I'm going to get the 708 in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. 708, you on the air.
What's happening, fellas?
I don't know a whole lot what's going on.
Yeah, this T-shirt wizard checking in.
T-shirt wizard, what do you think, Joe?
What's happening, Joe? What's going on? Hey, you.
What's happening?
Yo.
You lost him? Hello? Yo?
Yeah, we lost him.
You
We lost it. I'll tell you what, then. Let's pull on Q. Let's pull Q on, because if you want to get out here, call back. You know we got to call and check on, man. Let's call and check on Rufus, too, man.
Yeah,
I ain't talked to Rufus in a while. Let's call and check on this dude. So right now, we're making a phone call out to my man, Quincy Miller. You know, for those who don't know Quincy, you know, for the new people, for the new addictees, you know, and for those people sleeping under the rock, Quincy Miller with the number one power forward in the country, number four player in the country. I think the numbers are, as far as high school basketball goes, and he's from the Marion Jones Project housing complex in North Chicago, Illinois. Basically, he's Lake County. He's Lake County's own. We're going to get family on the line. He's a friend of the Dope Fiends, you know, friend of the Dope Boys. Been around 3 or 4 times.
Hello?
Q Millie, what's good?
What's good with it?
Man, fam, you on the line with the Legal Dope Boys, Quarter the Great, and Fresh Air, the People's Player.
What's good, Quarter?
What up with it, boy? How you doing, man?
You said what?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, fam?
I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, hanging around like old dirty shirt, you know, just chilling out, man, doing what I can do.
All right, Q, so, hey, check it out, man. You on with Fresh Air, man. I got to get personal real quick, fam, because, you know, when I heard the info, I was getting in tune with you, you know what I'm saying, but I didn't want to be flooding your phone, so I felt you was, you know, kind of heartbroken or whatever, so I know that could be a tough situation. So I didn't break the news on my show, you know, because I know a lot of people follow your career now because of the Legal Dope Boys, you know what I'm saying, as far as our fans go.
Yeah.
But tell them what's going on with you right now, what you got going on as far as your, you know, as far as your season go right now, what's going on with you?
Oh, yeah, December 10th, had a slight tear in my ACL, so I'm out for the rest of the season until the summer. So I'm out like 4 to 6 months, or I'll be out 6 to 7, depending on how hard I work, get back. And that means I ain't going to be able to play at McDonald's. The McDonald's All-American game or the Jordan Brand Classic game.
I didn't even think about none of that, fam. You just made me almost cry. That was just crazy. I was thinking about your, you know, just your career as itself, you know what I mean? But to not be able to play in the McDonald's, which I know you want to go ham, man, and the Jordan Classic, I know you want to get it in that, too.
Yeah. I'm just hurt, man. But, I'm a strong person. I get through it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, fam, I can hear the hurt in your voice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know you, you know what I mean? I can hear the hurt in your voice, bro. But at the same time, fam, that's going to be an opportunity to show them what you made of, for real. To show, you know, you talked that Marion Jones Project shit. see what it made out you, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna be able to work out like on my upper body, get ready for college. And it's gonna make me want it more, you feel me? Like me being out so long, I'm gonna be ready to come out and kill people. Straight up, not coming back to college.
Like I say, man, you just gotta you gotta stay focused, man. You gotta stay focused on your on the objective. It's just, you know, God don't do nothing for no reason. Everything is done for a reason. You understand what I'm saying? And like Fam said, Fam, you from the hood. You strong. You know what I'm saying? Built like us. You know what I mean? So I ain't worried about it. You know?
I mean, I know you done weighed all the pros and the cons. I mean, I know obviously you want to be out there with your brother Deuce for one, first and foremost. And I know you want to just play basketball because you've been doing that shit since you was a little kid. You feel what I'm saying? So people throwing your ball over the fence in the projects because it was in the way. So I know what it is as far as your love for the game go. But, like, you know, it's all just going to come back to how hard you work because everything happened for a reason, brother. You got to put your name on the line to go to Baylor. You know what I mean? You're going to have a strong following there. You know, you're going to have a nice little supporting cast. So getting back on the court and getting into the swing and playing basketball, it'll be nothing. Because, like I said, like I told him earlier, you know, I picked up a ball again for the first time in a while, and I fucked around and got a triple-double last night. So you're going to be playing. You've been playing basketball forever. That's going to be nothing. That's going to be nothing as far as that goes. You got to just work hard, fam. Make sure you get back strong and do your thing and, you know, keep it official, you know?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All the time, brother. So other than that, man, how your schooling going, man? Because now you got to focus on a lot of other shit, man. This is going to make you a stronger dude, Q, man. I can't say, you know, I definitely ain't happy for it, you know what I mean? But it's definitely going to make you a stronger dude, fam. Like, your future going to be so bright, fam. Baylor going to be big. Your whole Baylor experience going to be huge. Final Fours and all kind of crazy shit, bro. Ain't no telling what's going to happen down there, bro.
Yeah, true. But, yeah, I've been doing real good in school. I got a 27 on my ACT. 1600 on my SAT, and I got a 3.5 GPA right now, so school's going well.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you said that too, fam, because my dad is a, you know, correspondent of the show, and he listens, you know. Now, like I said, I was telling him about you, all last year and up until now, and I was telling him about you, and you know, he's from the old school as far as people going to Duke and the North Carolinas of the world and all kind of shit like that. And the first thing he wanted to say was your grades wasn't right. Or someone right, you know what I mean? So it's cool to hear you say that, and it's cool to hear you be doing those things because, you know, a lot of people just figure it's all about playing basketball, and as far from that, it's different with you getting it in as far as your school and go to, so that's dope.
Yeah, you always got to have something to fall on. Basketball ain't always going to be there. The ball going to stop bouncing one day. So, you know, that's when you make the bread.
Yeah, man, prepare for the future, man. Your future is far from now, so whatever degree you're going to get right now, just prepare to do it when you're like 50.
Not even that, you know. Like I said, basketball is a stepping stone. He definitely got the right mentality. That's cool. It's just a catapult. That's all basketball is for him. He just happened to love it. That's just what it sounds like to me.
That's what it is. Yeah. Like I always say, man. He's always been a humble guy.
Hey, so too, Q. What's going on with the slam shit? I know they you still doing your monthly in the slam, right? You did a new one already. Is a new one out?
Yeah, I think it's a new one out at the end of every month. So I'm still doing a diary in the slam. And in a few weeks, I probably got, like, this little thing on ESPN where they just going to follow me to class and stuff and see how I'm coping with the injury. So all my people out there can watch that, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely be tuning in.
All right, well, Shay, you know, as far as that goes, you make sure you get back in tune with us and let us know when, you know, and how to do it. Because, you know, I mean, I watch SportsCenter every day. I watch ESPN all day long, but, you know, the average person might just check it out when they can. So, you know, I want everybody to know what to look for. So just make sure you come back and let us know when and where and how to get addicted to that shit, you know?
I appreciate it. I got you. You already know.
Hey, man, so I can't let you go without asking about Deuce, man. What's up with my man?
Yeah, Deuce was cooking. Like, last game he had, like, two games ago, he had 35 points. And the game went a buck in overtime, so he looking good.
Man, just make sure you stay strong for that dude, man. You know, like I said, you his biggest fan. You already know what that is, man. I can tell that. You his biggest fan, though. Just make sure you're there for the dude. Make sure you keep him right, you know?
Yeah, that's my brother, man, all day. Legal Dope Radio, get already dope. I mean, get addicted, yo.
Shout out to Q Millie, man. Hey, so I tell you what, man, I'm going to let you sign off, man. Let you get back to doing you. I know it's late over that way. You got to go to school in the morning to keep that GPA up high.
I appreciate it, fam.
Hey, man, we love you out here at Legal Dope Land, boy. You know what it is. You won an award. I don't know if you know that. You won an award, a Legal Dopey Award.
You won a Dopey Award for Sportsman of the Year.
I appreciate that. You can put that award next to all the other awards you got, man. I know that one's going to mean the most to you, though. it's going to be right on top, yo.
You already know.
Hey, man, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to say thank you to Quincy Miller for showing up, man. Good looking out, brother. Keep up the hard work, Q. You know what I'm saying? Just, man, keep your nose down to where it's supposed to be at, fam.
All right, I appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all. Love everybody, y'all.
All the time, y'all. Love you too. Ladies and gentlemen, Quincy Miller. And they like that nigga.
I never heard a slap that long before.
Hey, man, hold some real shit, though. Every time I see Baylor on the screen, bro, whether it's football, ladies basketball, whether it's the, you know, top 25 ranked Baylor men's basketball for this year, I might get sick.
Man.
Sick that my man ain't going to be able to get it in this year, bro. High school boys, senior year. I'm sick, bro, on some real shit. I'm sick because I know what kind of dude he is, like he playful and, you know, the witty jokester, and, you know, he talk all of that shit on the basketball, word of the day shit. He talk all of that shit on the court, bro. You feel me? So I know that he want to go get it in out there, fam. So tearing his ACL, fam, is a problem, you know what I mean, as far as all of that go. Let's do a caller, man. Let's pull Dex back on that we lost him. T-Shirt Wizards, you on the air.
What's happening, fam?
Sorry, what's good, man? We know you got a boost mode, man. It's cool.
man, listen here. I'm in the shop, man, floating through the shop. I don't know if y'all was me, but me walking through the shop, my phone was going in and out. But I want to get up to QM, man. That little young cat there, man, that cat there, he's doing his thing on the real. I have watched him on YouTube. I've seen him on YouTube a couple of times, watching him do his little thing. And he's the truth. He the next John Walls. I will say Evan Turner, you know, but you know how Evan is. He sucked this year. That's no disrespect to him as a person, but his game been off. You know, the next
man,
Derrick Rose.
Man, need to make that transition to the NBA, brother. That's a whole new basketball game, man. To be, you know, it don't even be about the talent, bro, and the, you know, the transition from playing basketball. With the tough part to going to the NBA, like I know, but I'm going to tell you what the tough part is. The tough part to being in the NBA, bro, is that 82-game season. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean, he ain't used to that, man. That dude out there playing in that 33-game, he played that 33-game college basketball season. That ain't shit. You feel what I'm saying? So
right.
Evan Turner don't suck.
Right.
I ain't buying that.
Right.
Straight up.
Man,
hey, I appreciate you calling and checking in with us, man. You know you get addicted with us, brother. Stays in tune.
Right.
Hey, we got a lot of interview coming up with you soon, too, man. Early February.
I'm ready.
Right now, man, so don't even trip.
Man, the streets better be ready for the history of the Wizard, man. And I ain't just started making T-shirts. I'm going to come hard in there. I'm going to let it out.
No,
we're going to
bring it all down.
Yeah, I'm going to let it out. From the Wild Hunters to Waukegan, North Chicago, Lake County, I'm coming. The Wizard. My who?
Yeah, that was a little baby call. Shout out to the T-Shirt Wizard, man. That's my nigga.
Shout out to the T-Shirt Wizard.
Hey, man, so, hey, it wouldn't even be right, man, if I didn't do my thing right now, man. I'm excited because this is my homeboy, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, man, staff the walking autograph. Hey, man, this dude is crazy, man. Hey, staff the walking autograph. Hey, he is going to be a legal dope double up.
Yeah, I couldn't wait, nigga.
Hey, this is my joint, man. We had it for a while, man. We don't play. We performed it a couple times, but this is my joint. Young Staff.
Let me throw to it. Hey, man, this is the boy, Young Staff, for walking autograph, man. This is the life, nigga. Get addicted.
Johnny Giuliano.
I'm
I'm about to talk and I'ma need y'all to listen. This life that I'm living wasn't none of my decisions. I pick what I go get, but I didn't get the pick was given. I just take the shit and make the shit a vision, then work it out. See, it's easy with a work account. It's just a little harder to get in the streets and move your work around. But now that I'm living in this lifestyle, I can honestly say I ain't going back right
this
now.
The life can't let time pass me by.
No,
get money, smoke weed, stay fly. Fuck these bitches, fast lane living on plan, no bitches. Life can't let time pass me by.
No,
get money, smoke weed, stay fly. Fuck these bitches, fast lane living on plan, no switching up.
Getting money, fucking bitches. This the shit I choose to do with the life I'm living. Smoking weed, driving fast as fuck. Anybody that behind me needs to catch up. Everybody be actors, please catch up. But that's a different story. Back to my condo. Nothing like taking bitches back to their condos. Busting them on up and speeding back to North Chicago. Or staying in, checking out about 12. I think it's 1 1/4 at the Hampton Hotel. And it's a no smoking rule, but shit, oh well. And you can bring your bottle in, but it's a bar there. And I don't pick out clothes, I just know what to wear. I be swagging, I bet you now I'm in your head. Boy, I'm fly midway, old head. Goddamn, I'm high midway,
old head. The life can't let time pass me by. Get money, smoke weed, stay fly. Fuck these bitches, fast lane living on plan, no bitches. The life can't let time pass me by. Get money, smoke weed, stay fly. Fuck these bitches, fast lane living on plan, no switching up.
No, not never. She done got weather. NASDAQ was in Bob Evans for breakfast. I'm airport high. You niggas so second. I'm smoking weed. I'm drinking Vector. I'm feeling myself. Do that sound better? I guess y'all could call me Chester because I got cheddar. I love fast money. I call it street fetish. I'm on cloud 9. Y'all sea level. But when I'm not high, I be down to earth. So I sit up in my rider, smoke a stick of purse. Cut on a couple beats and let the weed work. I'm yesterday fly, came outside, same shirt. And my car got a whole lot of gas in it. I know some bitches got a whole lot of ass with them. I be with niggas, keep a whole lot of cash with them. And damn. I'm addicted to this
bad life. The life can't let time pass me by. Get money, smoke weed, stay fly. Fuck these bitches, fast lane living on plan, no bitches. The life can't let time pass me by. Get money, smoke weed, stay fly. Fuck these bitches, fast lane living on plan, no switching up.
Young staff, legal dope, double up. Life.
Huh?
Wristwatch.
You see my wristwatch. High tick tock. Diamonds all around it. Call it Chris Rock. Yeah, your bitch jock. All on my dick. Diamond shining so hard, stuntastic. You see my wristwatch. High tick tock. Diamonds all around it. Call it Chris Rock.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
bitch, jump all on my dick. Diamond shining so hard, son.
Money over,
man.
My motto, the streets like the lotto. If these hoes wanna kick it, get some weed and a bottle. Need them smack like a foul. I'm on right now.
Street, what up?
Back of vodka, tripping, smoking weed by the ounce.
Yo,
23rd and Wright Street, that's where I might be.
Yo.
If not the Greenfield, that more than likely. Yeah, I'm so icy. Trayshawn, about to pull me back to the block. He gon' keep on counting money. Meet somebody counting for me. I got a accountant, homie. Went to the same school. I'm the dude to bust open. Daisy graduated. Say it cause I'm happy that I can show you my diploma. Anytime you ask for it, careless and lazy. Still ain't crazy. I know getting a job gets you all of the basics. Timid dudes fall easy. Call them a car house. Fuck was y'all thinking? Trying to creep up in the R house. Strap up your dick and don't be kissing the bitch. Even with a cure, man, she still no syphilis. Listen, if you wanna make it, man, grab a pen, write down everything. Even when tabs hard, hold down the booth like you ran some. Cancel any prior engagements to be on stage with the same thing you came with. And try not to leave with the same sex you came with. Claim that you're the best. Aiming at my past. How the fuck am I gonna write a rap without saying stab? Stab. Stab.
You pussy ass nigga.
Stab. Hey.
You see my wristwatch. High tick tock. Diamonds all around it. Call it Chris Rock. Yeah, your bitch jock. All on my dick. Diamond shining so hard. Sometimes.
Dread the Mad DJ.
Reverend No Go.
I won't deny it. Hey, that was Young Staff, the Legal Dope Double Up. The first half was This Is the Life.
The Life.
The second half was Wristwatch. How the fuck I'm going to say a song we say without saying staff? Staff. Staff. Hey, that's what I said, Joe. Hey, shout out to the boy Young Staff. Legal Dope Wednesday.
You know what it is.
About 25 minutes left in your show. Coming up, too, later on, I got a joint from, I'm just going to play it. We ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to play it. I'm going to get to the, that's the East Shorty, too. I'm also get to the, what else I'll say, fam? Something else. Got another something coming. That's the E and P.I.
Yeah. Yeah.
Handsome Hustler. You know, the soundtrack for the Legal Dope Radio Show. Handsome Hustlers. Can I hear Perk, man? Let's do that real quick, man. Let's do that 818 call. 818, give me 3 seconds. You'll be on the air. Three, starting now. Because you're probably a smart ass if I know you. Oh, yeah, starting now. Because you probably like shit. 3 seconds is up.
Hey, Joe.
What up, though?
Block life on deck, man. High definition style, man. In the driveway, man. Eyes tight than a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the BMG, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, shout out to Lake County, man. Lake County stand up. You know what I'm saying? Niggas making major moves out here, Joe. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Ruck, man. Making big moves with the boy Walker, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Miss Monet making moves, goddammit, with Young Buck. You know what I'm saying? Lake County stand the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? We in the motherfucking building, Joe. Hey, BMG got some shit up their sleeve, too, man. So niggas just stay addicted. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my nigga SQD Lad. Quarter Key, Fresh Air, the People's Player, Young Stav, Bully Bogart, all the whole BMG squad, man, DJ Mad Skills, man, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, anybody that fucks with us, we fuck with you, man, BMG.
Can I say that?
Motherfucking
guy, man. Can I say that on air? Can I say that on the air?
Say whatever you'd like.
I'm just saying, though, I don't want to be, you know, it could be false. That's how we came up with that night. Thereby.
Alright, I guess
we'll discuss
that.
BMG.
What I
would
have
done?
Huh?
Lost a life.
Nah, Block still there, Block.
Hey, what up, Zo?
Yo.
Hey, man.
That's it.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I got the mix CD just about ready, too, man, just in case motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, is waiting to see what we got next coming from BMG. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on Young Staff to hit y'all in the head so I can hit you in the head with Love, Life, Loyalty, the first part of the compilation. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting out my own compilation. You know what I'm saying? Not no mixed CD compilation like the first three volumes. You know what I mean? But it's just going to be a straight Block Life compilation. You know what I'm saying? Volume 1 and Volume 2, Love, Life, Loyalty is going to be the first volume. I feel you in on the second one when it's ready. But for right now, you know, just stay posted. Joe, 12 tracks of real live heat. You know what I'm saying?
Say no more, man. Block life on my T-shirt.
Hey, man, everybody that's listening, man, if you're online, to the online listeners, Joe, you know what I mean? 9 times out of 10, you probably heard most of the songs being played on the air, you know, from the BMG family. Go to ReverbNation.com/Block Life Music Group, one word, and download the free mix CD, Volume 3. It's free. Go ahead, download it. Burn you a copy. Burn you a whole bunch of copies, you know what I mean? And fuck boy.
Hey, man, there it is there. Block Life on my T-shirt. Hey, so check it out, too. Shout out to my man Block Life, BMG, definitely. Real quick, I need a favor out of these three people. Block Life, push one. Kick, push one. You know better. You do this every Wednesday. T, push one. I need that out of y'all. Now, just make my board look good. Come on, T. Push one, man. Anyway, man, real quick, I want to go back to Damn, not you, Dex. You must got something else to say. Everybody. What's going down?
Everybody first
one. Shit. Fuck it. Yeah, it's a celebration. Hey, Drew, I know you're at the crib watching, too. I told you, Joe, that Duke was going to lose to Florida State. They always get them problems every year. Shout out to Friday night for the news update. Let's go, man. Give me some music, Joe. Straight up. I need something. We talking about a quarter key mix. Talking about, man, you talking about all kind of shit, man. What up, man? You got some new quarter key?
Nice.
Never lose it.
I told mama, yeah, that top, I can use it. My nigga tryna get it, no need for staying in. This another round to the street, I'm just winning. Good in that blunt, I can't open my eyes. You running with them niggas, pimp, you know they won't ride. Yeah, I gotta be fly, yeah, I gotta be high. And when you show them love, that's when they most willing to try. See, I've been in the game, yeah, you after that fame, but you leeching off a nigga, so I hustle ain't the same. Tell me, who in my lane? Cause you ain't heard this before. I really know them prices that them rap niggas don't know. We gon' get it in my apartment, I'm gon' win. I'm gon' get that shorty, and my guy gon' get her free, yep. I said, we gon' get it in. I'm gon' get that shorty and my guy gon' get a friend. You know it's crackin' then, I'm Lil' Trap again. Wake back up tomorrow, we gon' do this shit again. We gon' do this shit again, we gon' do this shit again. Wake back up tomorrow, we gon' do this shit again. We gon' do this shit again, we gon' do this shit again. Wake back up tomorrow, yeah, I'm Lil' Trap again.
I won't deny you, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck.
Yeah. Block line,
three quarter key.
Get a ticket.
I pull up in that bourbon, sissy, so I'm swerving. Loud pipe, you ain't see me, but you heard me. Flying down Herbie, I ran into Curtis. He was looking nervous, he didn't want to serve us. Word on the street, he got set up last Thursday. 500 pills and a couple pounds of purple. What? Pistol pack of bullets, automatic bully. Think about it twice, fuck it, but not try to pull it. Nickel plated piece, I paid a couple grand for it. I'll be damned if I can jam for it. Threw it out the window, grab my pictures off the dashboard. Hit a couple corners, then I jumped out and dashed for it. Let the whip crash for it, like I did the last four. These last hits, cause I didn't grab the damn four. Beat, easy, beat, lag, you know I got the cash for it.
Say they in the building, I'm the motherfucking landlord. Your boy, D-Lad, I'm the goddamn man, dog. When the van show up, I'll be right there for it. Take 45 to come back from the airport. All for the game, nigga, keep hard playing. Walk behind that Land Rover, call me on my camcorder. Cut off your damn motor, bring me my damn yoda. Yeah, nigga, I'm paying for it. Better not be a gram shorter. I'ma stand tall and leave you dead on your damn floor. D-Lat 6'2", far from a bitch, dude. Nice with the pencil, hard as a missile. Say hi to the pistol when y'all get physical. Used to hit grass and get ass when I skip school. Flip bags to get cash when I was in school. Snitch ass, you get blast if your lips move. Don't leap, sit back. Beef, I got a Big Mac, all stainless, with the trigger and the clip black. He's brainless, if a nigga say the shit whack. Boss make you sit up so hard, you get a six pack. What you wanna hit? Yeah, I used to flip crack. Too lazy to drive, tell me being where I live back. Once see I did that, never get that shit back. My little chillin' and them niggas on my leg crack. Niggas won't be 50 lad, don't give a fuck. 3 in the afternoon, go ahead and send it up.
Lad, I guess I will, Joe, the flow is so G4. Money so green, so strong, it's incredible. I don't do shit but move, wait and talk, fly talk. Fuck how to stunt, show a bitch how to check ball. Ride around town, man, an Audi like a private jet. I bet the bank on lad, homie, to blow the check. Money ain't the object, trying to buy the project. 45 in my palm, gonna try this. Suicide goals, told a Chevy, gon' kill herself. Jacking off money, show a nigga really feel herself. My life told me, homie, you can't die with it.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
Great right there with your quarter key
mix.
You know what
yeah.
It is. First official one of the year. We getting it all the way in. We ain't stopping there. We going to the moon, God damn it. Let's do it, man. Hey, from Virginia, the place where, hey, what's the clip say? Shout out to the VA, man. Let's do it, man. 757, give me a couple minutes. You'll be on there. 757, y'all. Hey, man, you got to love it, man, when people call us in the studio, man, and they at work. You feel what I'm saying? That's the shit. Yo, let's do 578 real quick. 578, you on there.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, man, we chilling out. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I want to request a song.
Okay, let's see what we can do.
So Gone. Bye Bye Life.
You want to hear what?
So Gone by Black Life.
Somebody threw me a curve.
I didn't hear you though. For real, say what was the song?
So Gone by Black Life.
Slow Gone.
So Gone. So I'm about to record
with
my name.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. You're
so
right.
Gone by
right.
Black Life.
Right. Who is this?
Jackie. It's Jackie,
okay.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, I heard. Yeah, you on? You got a Boost Mobile?
No.
You got that new, droid for,
Hey, you know what, too? The droid for Cricket. Hey, check this out. Hey, we gonna get to that joint. But,
okay, thanks.
It's a but, though, before you thank me.
But, okay,
yeah,
but what?
You got to stick around for the wet spot because we have to play it in an after-hours joint because we got a couple songs we got to get to before the end of the show for those online because the show is over at 11, you know, Central Standard Time, but, you know, for those that stick around, if, you know, we give them a little extra hour or whatever, a little extra time, so it's going to be over for the people listening on the web. So just give us a minute, all right, baby?
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Hey, we're going to get Jesse on real shortly, too, man. Hey, hold up. You still live, whoever that is.
Yeah, you're all right. You cool. All right, so let's get to Jesse now. Ready to do
it? I'm ready to do it now.
Let's do Jesse, man. Jesse, we go way back like rocking chairs and spinal cords, you know. Yeah, I just tripped out too Friday night. This is Jesse.
Yeah.
I know that's going to trip you out, you know what I'm saying? That's a she hard in the paint. That's a E. By my own. Let's do it. Get addicted. Lake County's own.
Favor, I know where to get them all face out.
I'll be right back in the double like Cinderella's godmother, watching my fam make the trouble as it toils and tumbles, and the potpourri burns as the pot boils and bubbles. Let's get it cracking now that the cake is baked. Grab the bag, you skeleton plate. Customers away from nickels and dimes, a big way. We taking no shorts or no losses, you cheap skates. Better get your man straight. Jordanetto is foreign lingo. I drink by my own, I smoke by my own. The only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. If they hit me on the phone, make sure you speak it cold. Cause like you, DK, one day you hear the next you gone.
That's why I drink by my own, smoke by my own. And the only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. If they hit me on my phone, make sure you speak it cold. Cause like you, DK, one day you hear the next you gone. I drink by my own, smoke by my own. And the only one I trust is the 4-5 chrome. So if they hit me on my phone, make sure you speak it cold. Cause like you, DK, one day you hear the next you gone. If your drink's by your own, then let me see you put your hands up, hands up, hands up. And if you smoke by your own, then let me see you put your hands up, hands up, hands up. You do your dirt by your own, then let me see you put your hands up, hands up, hands up. You only trust in your chrome. Then let me see you put your hands up, hands up, hands up. That's why I...
Ladies and gentlemen, after the greatest quarter key mix in the history of quarter key mixes. I'm back again. Quarter key, quarter gray, what you do? Hey man, shout out to the boy Fresh Air, the People's Player. It's your boy Quarter the Great, man. 6 minutes. You know what I mean? We had a great show today. I really truly enjoyed myself, as always.
Yeah, you can bring it out.
I did a quarter key mix. It was phenomenal. I just played my girl Dessa E, you know, by my own. I love that record. I know I'm saying that because I'm listening to these records, and you know what I'm saying. I'm putting them in the mix, and I'm really liking them and shit. You know,
so. Word of the day, shit.
Word of the day. So played a new quarter key record. I played you know what I didn't play? I didn't play P.I.
And you know, with them being friends of ours,
yeah,
not just mine, you know, I mean, you can give them a snippet of it, but I don't want to just play a half of it. So you can play it on the outro, and if you say your outs and play that and go and play that shooting out, and we'll just bust them over the head next week. You know what I mean? Because I don't want to cut it off.
Right.
You feel me?
I feel terrible.
I mean, you know,
it's cool though. It's a nice record though.
You're going to be plenty of handsome hustler. You know, you're going to make sure they get addicted to that. You know that.
So New Music Wednesday was a success, of course. Shout out to the boy Q-Mill. Shout out to the boy Kickstand. Shout out to the boy Friday Night that come through every Wednesday like they do around this time. You know what I mean? Shout out to D-Lab for the new intro.
Shout out to Ray B for getting addicted at work with his headphones in his ear.
Shout out to Ray B for getting addicted at work with his headphones in his ear.
Twan the Don, what up, Joe?
What up, Joe? Twan the Don, baby bro, what's up? Shout out to this nudie right here. Shout out to T-Money. Shout out to the boy T-Money. And big shout out to the BMG, SQ, Lad, Staff, Block, Fresh Air, People's Player, Bully Bogard, and myself.
Twan the Don, give me a call, Joe.
I don't know, man. I got a record today, and they from the hood, but it's not a. It's they do gospel rap. Okay, the name of the group is called The Covenant.
The Covenant.
The Covenant. I'm sorry. The name of the song is called Chastity. It's a gospel song. It's a gospel rap song. We're going to get to the Handsome Hustler next week. My word, it'll be one of the first songs we play. Just going to throw it in the rotation because that's how we do. Currency Cartel, you know how we do. But I'm going to get to Champion. Get y'all a little bit of that on the way out.
you know, Martin Luther King Day coming up. And
man, kill racism, Joe.
Kill racism. So we're going to give you a little gospel rap. Wait. Get addicted.
Next week, y'all.
Yeah. BBC. B-Boy for Christ. Down with the King Big Tape. I learned how to fight by my pops, Luther James Logan. You touched on Psalm 144, verse 1, where David said, check it. Blessed be my strength from the Lord, teaches my fingers to fight and my hands to war. Therefore Satan can't bother me no more, can't get in my house banging on my back door. I got a slingshot and five rocks that'll knock Satan right out of his socks. The flesh wanna box me, I kill it every morning. Sin gets rejected like Alonzo Mourning. Radio trying to pump the lies in me, but the helmet of salvation protects my own peace. I got my feet shod with the preparation to peace, so I can be swift. Satan, you hearing me? Got my shield of the faith, my sword of the spirit. Got him running scared, so he'll never admit it, cause I never back down, never face defeat. My faith too strong, even need to retreat. I got the victory, so the fight ain't finished. Stomp on the devil like Cain in minutes. Yeah, I'm a champ, not a chump. That's word to my apostle. Ready for the fight, rumble, young man, rumble. Yeah, I may stumble, never fall to my knees, unless I'm praying to Jesus. And he told me I was more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Joshua to Jericho, God's track record look something like a merry-go. Cycle get repeated while opponents get defeated. Enemy is retreating, victory is completed. I say it because I mean it, live it because I've seen it. Opposition to me, I watch God get in between it and throw the kind of punches that I have. Floyd leaning on the ropes, begging for the bell to start ringing. When the pressure start building like when kettles start steaming, that's when I call an all-star team in. Father, Son, Spirit, triune being, and you can find them in any place I be in. Pause, reflect for a moment, especially if you opponent of his will in my life. You might catch a right, like overdue bills that'll turn off your lights. And silence all doubt like we turned off the mic. And when it's over, no question about who won the fight. Now what side you on? The world's a Christ.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was, you know, that was a Legal Dope verse right there. That was the Covenant. Champion is the name of the song. And, you know, don't blow the whistle on me. I'm going to throw a name out there because I don't know a rap name, and I'm not that old school. I can't remember a fam name from back in the day. But that was
7-7.
I'm just saying that was the crew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Big Ike. Rest in peace, Gump. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was Dante Brooks. Bam, all the others. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That was Dante Brooks, bro. That was hot. You know what I'm saying? That was, again, like I said, Covenant. The name of the song was Champion.
Hip-hop.
That was, you know, I was just going to say that, bro. It was hip-hop, let alone whether you say it was, you know, gospel rap or whatever they was rapping. Damn, whatever they was rapping about, man, that was hip-hop. That was part of my culture. You see what I'm saying? That was, you know, that wasn't rap music, which is a section of hip-hop or, you know, whatever. That was part of my culture. So that was cool right there. That was Dante Brooks, Joe, and his group, The Covenant. Shout out to say Brooks now. 307, you've been in and out all show. You back, Joe. You on the air now, 307.
What's happening, fam-o?
Man, Joe, I told fam, I'm like, man, Joe, that dude been in and out, fam, and I know who that is, too, fam.
Yeah, I've been trying to get it in, you know what I'm saying? I've been trying to get it in ever since dude said Shooby-Doo. You know what I'm saying?
Say what?
I've been trying to get it in ever since dude said Shooby-Doo, because I'm like, damn, nigga, I've been saying Shooby-Doo since the 90s, you know what I mean? But it's all love. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what he meant when he said he grabbed him a Shooby-Doo. He grabbed him a little bitty, but you know what I mean? But
You already know it.
I just got to say this. What dude was spitting was real shit. But at the same time, I just got to say this, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, quit. It's okay to be a rapper. It's okay to want to be a rapper. all that shit. If you got talent, do that shit. But the real shit is, don't let that be your only outlet in life. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just make that just so much like quarter key, this nigga took, and I've seen him grow, and I love that nigga to death, because that's my first blood. But I love him to death because I watched him grow. You know what I'm saying? I watched him from, you know, when me and him was Dr. Death and Dr. Doom. We was nobody. You feel me? Now this nigga is quarter key to great. DMG representative, 100%, whatever. I'm for it. And like I told him, I ask niggas questions, and I test niggas because I need to know they really to him. You feel me? But just
yes,
my thing was, my thing is like this. I understand his motivation because I saw his motivation. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. And it goes way deeper than just rap with quarter key. And really don't nobody understand that unless you've been around him like Fresh Air. You know what I mean?
Fucking rap, fucking rap.
It's real. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say. I meant to say. But it's 100 though. But you know what I'm saying? It's like this. I know quarter key from his government name. Like I know you, Fresh Air, from your government name. And there's a lot of people that know y'all from your government name, but a lot of people don't know y'all. You feel me what I'm saying?
Church, church.
And it's easy to connect with y'all because y'all on the radio, y'all in the music, and y'all doing all this. It's real easy to connect with that shit. But can you connect with me on some other shit? If I decide not to do rap, if I decide not to be in music, will you love me the same?
That's what up right there.
And to me, it's 2011. And I ain't causing no beef. I don't want no beef with nobody. It's just nobody want no beef. We should all be trying to all work towards the same goal because at the end of the day, no matter what you do, the same goal is the same, to get paid, to make money, to do for your family, to live good. But what is really living good? We so focused on all this other bullshit. I don't watch videos because I just feel like it's like videos give a motherfucker sense of false profit, sense of false living, sense of false having. And if you, we don't got rap the same way we got rap. We was getting it back in the day. We not cut from the same cloth no more. You know what I'm saying? It's now it's like, oh, I got to make it rain. Unless if I don't make it rain, I ain't popping. Fuck that shit. How can a nigga say I'm gonna make it rain and you broke his head? Cut the shit out. Because the reality of the situation is. Motherfuckers, real niggas love real niggas, right?
Right? Hell yeah.
Real niggas love real niggas. So if you spitting real and you real about what you spit and what you saying and what you living, then that shit won't even matter. Make it rain. Come on, man. You making it rain because you can't get a bitch no other way. That's how I look at it. Or you can't get a nigga to pay attention to you. Unless you do it. But what really happened?
I ain't got no money.
I'm not hating on them. But the reality of the shit is, like, if you're a real rap nigga, and you really real about your craft, and you really real about your history, come on, man. It's just the same way as football players. It's history behind the shit. The reason why they do this shit. You feel me? It's not to make it rain on a motherfucker, but niggas got to do that shit because we trying to live like white folks. We want to get the boobs. We want to get the ass jobs. We want to get the muscles. We want to have the chains. We want all this shit. And the reality of the situation is most niggas who grew up didn't have none of that shit. And that shit wasn't even prevalent.
I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but you can't do nothing to the heat.
Yeah. It's your boy Quarter Key back in the building, man. Well, I don't know what happened. Motherfucking technical
technical director.
Hey, check it out, man. Let's do 399 and for wrap this up. Hey, we got to try to get back to you money, too.
You know what? See if we can get him back on the line.
399, you on there?
Yeah, there's Newy right here.
What up, Joe?
Good.
Man, fam, I tried to send my people a line to get in tune with you, brother. I ain't out at you in a minute, man.
Hey, you know, man, I'll be doing me, man, staying sucker free and staying all the way out the way. You know what I mean? That's the only way I know how to do it.
Man, that's Newy right here, man. Everything good, though?
Man, everything is great. You know what I'm saying? Can't ask for nothing more.
Hey, where
everything
my little baby girl at? Where my little baby girl at, homie?
She up in there terrorizing shit, throwing shit around.
I love her. That's
running around.
Is.
She got the curly afro and shit.
She crazy.
Yeah, she off the chain. She doing good, though. But yeah, everything good, though, man. I'm proud of y'all niggas. Y'all doing major shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing. You know? And shout out to Dante Brooks, too. You know what I'm saying? On that note. That song that he made y'all just play, that last one. You know what I'm saying?
That's why.
You know,
that's what that was about, too, Newy, when I said that, bro. I mean, everybody heard the name Covenant and, you know, the champion or whatever. That's why I said, dude, government name. All whistleblowers aside, you feel what I'm saying? Because I wanted people to know who that was. Because it was deeper than just playing that joint, you know. So that was Dante Brooks, man. I was hot, man. Real talk.
Yeah, and that was. That's hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, whenever you're making music, you know what I'm saying? You're going to put what's in your life into your music. You know what I'm saying? That's being true to yourself, just like T-Money said. You know what I'm saying? And that's a part of his life. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what I like about it. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, real niggas like real niggas. I mean, that was some real, you know, some real shit. You know what I'm saying? He ain't get on there talking about popping willies and shit like that, because he ain't popping no willy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, on that note, man, this Newy right here, we're going to let you slide out, man. Shout out to this Newy right here, man. Hey, Joe, yeah, let's do that right there. 3-2-1, you on the air.
What up, though?
3-2-1. Yo, what up, though? What up, though?
I'm on the air. What's up? Quarter Key, Mr. Make rap like this and fresh air to people's players.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you got the distinguished honor and pleasure to be on the air with your Legal Dopey Award winner, LaShonda, ladies and gentlemen.
I am the first, you know what I mean? And I don't like getting on the phone and talking because I like to listen. Y'all doing y'all thing, and I appreciate it. It's stuff I can use, not just news I can use, but, you know, everything I can use for at the time for my show. As far as entertainment, I mean, I don't watch TV like that no more. I'm like blocked, especially not the news. So my entertainment, y'all, is it. And y'all doing what y'all doing. I love it, and I'm sticking with it, and I'm addicted.
That's what up. I appreciate your call.
You're very welcome. I'll see y'all. We're on the same bad time.
Same bad time, same bad channel. You already know.
Hey, on that note, man, that's a good call to go home to right there.
That's a good call to go home to, man.
We had a prosperous and fulfilling show. You dig what I'm saying? Hey, man, it's here. You going to give me some departing music?
Yeah, I got some departing music.
You got something for me?
Hey, man, you know what I want to hear today, too? I meant to tell you. I want to hear Stay a While.
I still want to hear it. Can you get that for me?
You might make that happen.
I'll make the show a little longer if you just, I mean, what you said. Shit, because I want to hear the cut. Hey, man, so I tell you what, it's going to be Stay a While. You can get this song here on iTunes. Very simply, just search Quarter Key. Stay a While, Michael Keon, Quarter the Great. Get addicted.
99 Cent, baby.
Check 1, 2. Y'all gotta excuse my fly. Boy, that's crazy. Shout out to Real Spin. Gotta ride the beat.
Stay out.
Trying to
to figure it all out like a math teacher. I was taken by surprise by this black creature. My approach was a bit subtle. I told her smile a little more, said it's starting to be your best feature. So that prompted her to smile harder. Then wrote the number in the palm of my touch and said, please call her. Man, she had to be God's daughter. Well, she is in a way, but I swear it looked like he had carved her. She walked off her in a crew. All I could do was shake my head at a wonderful view. Saying, really, Joe was one of a few. She's in the world that had me thinking, really, what should I do? Call her. Maybe I will, man. Maybe I won't. Will I miss out on a chance if I don't? Or should I call her up and ask her when she weathered the storm and stick around when the weather is warm?
You got me to a point where I can't help myself. All day I think about you, girl, and no one else.
You got me wanting to love you, needing to see you. How do I feel?
Well, I think you fly.
You should stay a while.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, how you doing? I'm Sean, I just met you. Yeah, I know it's been a while, but I ain't wanna sweat you. You've been on my mind for days, really can't shake you. There's so many places in my heart I wanna take you. And through the phone I seen a smile showing. We talked for hours like really I felt the bond growing. Until she said, hold up Sean, listen, I'm sorry since the day we met I've been waiting and you've been so missing. I told her no, listen, hold quicken. She cut me off and told me sorry, he's liable to be home any minute. Damn. So you saying the chance I had missed that, had I called sooner then maybe you would be here with me. She said exactly that. I said, if you don't mind it, what'd he say to get you back? She said he'd call me up and ask me what I weathered the storm and stick around till the weather get warm.
Great Michael Keon song available on iTunes, 99 single, Get You One. Quarter to Great.
On the Death Jam.
Make, make, make. That's what you're supposed to say.
Yeah.
Fresh Air People's Player. Hey, shout out to T-Money, Joe. Hey, shit, T-Money. I was trying to pull you back in. I don't know what happened, Joe.
Never dropped off the screen, man.
We'll check you out next week, though. We'll get back into it. Okay, you know what it is, man. Real quick, two couple quick shout-outs. Joe Twana Don. Man, everybody listening, Joe Q Mill, the Aussie Squad, you know what I'm saying? Man, Quarter to Great, shout out to the whole BMG, you know what that is.
Yeah,
I slowed that up for my girl, Vashawn, what up, baby? That's pretty much all I got, man. T-Money, pop back in. You want to see what T-Money got for 15 seconds or so?
Let's see what he got before they shut us down.
T-Money, real quick, Joe, give me a couple seconds. T-Money, what up,
T-Money,
what up,
my
nigga?
All I want to say is, like you could say, make rap like this. So that means make that shit real. Quit telling these fucking kids these fucking dreams. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't going to make it in the rap scene. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to step on nobody's dreams or whatever. Be what you want to be, but always have a plan B. That's all I got to say. And I love
you. Real, man. Real shit. For the money, we'll holler at you next week, everybody. Get addicted. Stay addicted. You know what it is, Joe. We out.